This is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin.
No, we're starting right now.
Yeah, we're going. Some news just happened, but we're not going to touch on it today. Yeah.
We'll probably get it.
It depends on how much time we have left. But
yeah,
let's get into the Phillies.
What about those Phillies?
How about the performance they put on last night?
Yeah,
Bryce Harper, 3 home runs. Unreal.
Yeah. Thank the Lord they had that performance, because the past, I would say, not except the game they beat the Braves, it's been a tough watch. It felt like not scoring any runs, except for starting pitching this year has been actually really good, except for Nola. Mm-hmm. Nola's one start, which I think he should have taken out way earlier than he did. But like, starting pitching has been good this year. Bullpen has been shaky. Who's the guy yesterday that came in? Pont? I forget his name. But he came in for 4 innings. He had a great game. You know, it was nice to see someone else in Connor Brogdon pitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, right when Connor Brogdon came in.
And when he walked the first guy.
Not even that. Just right when he went into the game, I knew it was over.
I mean, he's had 3 chances now to prove.
Now, himself. I wasn't expecting a grand slam.
That was the easiest loaded base.
Yeah, I've ever seen. It was embarrassing.
I mean, they didn't have to, like, it wasn't even like a hesitation for them to swing the bat the whole time. And I mean, Connor Brogdon's had 3 chances to prove himself already. He's failed every single time. He was in the first game of the year, right? Opening day, he pitched opening day.
I don't even know. I just know he's not good.
I mean, opening day was. I mean, they should. I mean, they've led in each game by at least. They've led in each game, and somehow they're like. Like the first game, that was atrocious how they lost that game. Up 2-0, Zach Wheeler has a massive, massive, like, great start. Mm-hmm. And I think Matt Strom just blows up, gives up 2. And then that 8th inning was horrendous.
Is it bad to hate a player that's on your favorite team?
No, you can dislike them. You can be negative. But I feel like hate.
Or sorry, no, not hate. Calling them trash. Is it bad to
I mean, they're not trash, but like in an aspect of Major League Baseball, they're not the greatest player.
Yeah, because I was gonna kind of put Connor Brogdon in that category.
He's been awful. Let's put that.
I don't remember the last time he had a good outing.
I mean, I think he was pretty good the beginning of the last year.
I don't know what happened, man.
You know, it's rough.
Hey, let's go past his performance.
But you know what I'll say? During that 10th inning, I don't know why it took them so long to get Nick Nelson warmed up. Or any pitcher,
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, by the time the base is loaded, you should have some guy being.
Well, that game they already had Hoffman out, Alvarado.
Hoffman gave up 2 runs, right?
Can we talk about Christopher Sanchez's performance?
He was dealing. But that's what I mean. They're starting Turnbull, Sanchez, Suarez, Wheeler, Nola. But like 4 of the 5 guys have been magnificent.
Yeah,
like just giving you great outings, and then they've blown some of them.
Yeah.
Especially the Wheeler starts, you can't lose those ones.
I'm just happy that Kimbrel's gone.
Dude, he already blew a lead. That's what's crazy. He already blew a lead in Baltimore.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's been 5 games of the year. Thankfully, they had a great game. Mm-hmm. They're scoring. They had not been scoring that much. But they're playing. They're pitching. They're raising good pitches. But with a lineup like the Phillies, have been great. But I want to talk about one player. Brandon Marsh.
Two-run homer right for first opening day.
Brandon Marsh, Bryson Stott, and Alec Boehm have been really good to start the year. Especially Boehm. He's been delivering a lot.
What did Boehm do? Did he hit? Oh, he hit that the liner down first base to drive in 2.
Oh, yeah.
That was the game they lost 2 days ago. But seeing Boehm have a smile on his face makes me happy. Because I feel like Boehm is always like a serious kind of.
I think, like, because, like, coming from the whole, like, I hate it here, and then, like, him not performing as he did, like, since, like, I don't know when, but, like, midway through last year, he's been a totally different player.
I feel like that's the one perk about Philly fans is they say whatever they can say.
They'll lift you up, though.
Exactly.
Just like Trey Turner.
Exactly. Like, they can say they hate you. They don't like you on the team, this and that. Now, let's disregard C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Maybe we'll see how that turns out.
What about Ben Simmons?
But, That's different. That is so much different. But, like, seeing Alec Boehm saying he doesn't want to play here anymore. And
I
then
hate
the,
this place.
I hate this place. I hate every, like, just. Yeah. And then the fans lift him up. The fans are there. That's the thing about Phillies fans, is they're passionate.
They're accountable. And, like that's what, like, that's what you like to see from a player, or just players and fans, that, like they'll be accountable and stuff. But, I'm glad they won yesterday. I needed that.
Yeah,
I needed that.
I needed it, too. And also, just, like,
it was great to see Bryce Harper just smash a baseball.
Yeah, in the shiesty.
Dude, I turned the game on, like, is he wearing a
Well, I don't think he had it on for the first
he had it on, I think, the start of the game.
It was just around his neck, and then he put it on, but
that grand slam just golfed.
Yeah, I was like, I don't even know how he hit that out.
But previous, the game before, John Crook said, I hope we don't give a grand slam here.
Yeah.
Give a grand slam.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's fun that baseball is back, you know?
Yeah.
It's also fun the Mets being 0-4.
That is pretty fun.
Rhys Hoskins owns the Mets.
I feel like, because the Brewers got to play the Phillies sometime this year.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I just want to see his return, because I know fans are going to love it.
On Twitter, everybody's all Philly fans love Rhys. Just from, I mean, that home run he hit against the Mets and him walking around. Jeff McNeil.
Let's be honest. If you're putting those two up against each other in a fight.
Rhys Hoskins smokes him.
Yeah, like, it's just, now, the slide, it was questionable.
It was questionable.
I'm going to be honest. But guess what?
You break up a double play there.
Yeah.
You don't allow. Now, I don't know if you got called for the sliding interference or whatever the call is that, like, both runners get out.
Yeah.
But.
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either. But, I mean, what can I say? Rhys Hoskins is a Philly guy through and through.
Yep.
Not born, but, like, he's marinated enough in Philadelphia to know that he hates the Mets.
Yeah.
Him going back and forth against McNeil in the dugout was so fun to watch. But I will say, the Mets look like a dumpster fire.
Yeah, they got nothing going at all.
I mean, the team they're playing right now, Detroit, they're playing well. They're 5-0, 4-0.
Yeah, it's something like that. And
Miami, like, talk about the AL East. It's the Braves, the Phillies.
NL East.
Oh, NL. Did I say AL?
Yeah.
Oh. It's like the Braves and Phillies both have more than two wins, and then you go through the rest, and it's got one. Who else? I think Nats do have one win. Yeah, 0-5, 0-5. Like, the Marlins have been terrible.
Yeah, I was not really expecting it either.
Me either.
After last year.
Like, they were up 2 days ago against the Angels, and then Mike Trout, who. If I'm Dave Dombrowski, I'm calling the Angels every day. Because guess what? Rojan Rosas, he can't hit the ball to save his life. I need a center field that can.
Any
bad start, just like Rojan Rosas does.
I just want him to stay healthy.
Dude, he looks great. I mean, first inning of the first game against the Baltimore, he hits a homer.
Here's my thought is. His injuries, I'm trying to go back on his injuries. His one was, didn't he do something while fielding, like his shoulder?
I don't know. I know he missed a full year, Shohei's first MVP.
I know the one was, he got hit in the wrist.
Something like that.
While batting. Like, if you're the Angels, would you start to, like, kind of look at putting him in DH?
If I'm the Angels, I wait till if he gets a serious, like, if it's like an arm injury, then I'm fine.
Kind of pull like a Harper, just to see, like, see how it works out.
If he hurt, but like, so yeah, they could, but I think just by Trout's nature, they'll probably do right by Trout.
Exactly.
Outfield.
Like, Trout is, he's a good fielder. He's good.
He used to be a great fielder.
Yeah, he used to. Well, that's usually how
he's,
it
he's still. He's a great. He's
yeah, he's still great
player still.
He has the speed. He has, like, he's just good. He's a good center fielder. He's what you need in center field, so it just might be too valuable to put him at DH.
And plus his contract is $400.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, just going, like, around the league, though, like, the Dodgers, how do you say the pitcher's name again?
Yamamoto.
He had a good game.
Yeah. Still lost.
I feel they did lose.
Can we talk about Mookie Betts?
Dude, he's on fire. Mookie, Teoscar.
Yeah, Teoscar. He has What does he have? 5 home runs in the last
4 or 5? He had 4 in the last 4 games.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's
now
it's the Dodgers.
You know, since I watched them for many games, I can predict what's going to happen. Something's going to go on with, like, I would say in 2.5 weeks, they're just going to go in this huge drought where they cannot win a game. It happens every year. It's just, it's bound to happen.
It happens with every team. It feels like every team goes through a drought.
Yeah. But it's just like the Dodgers are just.
Oh, did you see the White Sox did not have a first base coach for, like, I don't know how long during the
operation? Did you see the White Sox and Garrett Crochet? That man was disgusting. The pitcher.
In a good way or a bad way?
Good.
Okay.
Because they converted him from a closer to a starter.
Oh, did he start opening day?
Yeah, he's disgusting.
Oh, I saw him for his school ball. School ball is a great pitcher, too.
Yeah, he. School ball is like a. I think he's probably one of the Cy Young favorites coming into the season.
I forget the year he's healthy. He was like a 2.7 something, yeah. And then he got hurt. But I mean, the Dodgers, they mash. It's what they kind of do. The team in the division, the Padres have been, they've been rocky.
Yeah,
a lot of teams have been rocky. Unlike
the Rockies have been rocky. They have been horrible.
I mean, they. I'm surprised they beat Atlanta.
Yeah.
Not Atlanta, Arizona.
Oh, yeah, I know. And then Arizona first comes in year. And beats the Yankees.
Dude, the Yankees. Even the Yankees lost.
Soto is, like, made for the Yankees.
That series against Houston. I mean, just rewatching, like his at-bats. Like, not his at, like, him hitting the ball. It's so fluent.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to watch.
Yeah,
it's
pretty. Like, he's just made for the Yankees, I think.
Yeah.
It kind of.
Okay. It fits his attitude, it feels like.
Is it bad to say that I kind of hope they make the postseason?
No.
Because somebody, I forget who said this. I saw this a while ago.
Yeah.
Somebody said the postseason is always better when the Yankees are in it. And I agree.
Yeah, because you get more media and stuff.
Yeah, like Yankees are.
More storylines.
One, they're a good team. Two, the Yankees, they always put up a fight. No matter if they win or lose, they're always putting up a fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I just like him. I don't know.
Yeah, I think also with Juan Soto now, you have Juan Soto, you got Judge. They're not doing this with Garrett Cole either. That's a surprise. Yeah. Like, Rodon had a good start. Stroman had a good. Like they got great players. If Rodon can return to form,
mm-hmm.
and Garrett Cole comes back, and he's at least 90-80% of Garrett Cole. Like, they got a nasty 1-2. But, I'm going to talk about this team. The Buccos. They're great to watch. You watch any Buccos games? The Buccos?
The who?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, I was Pirates? Like, what are
the
you?
The Buccos.
Yeah.
What are we talking?
They're undefeated.
Yeah, they are undefeated. Yeah. Arnold Cruz. He mashes.
Oh, Brian Reynolds. I don't know if I asked you this question.
Yeah.
I had this question written down in my notes in my phone
notes.
Because I was asking a bunch of people, and it's because it's just like, I don't know. Who do you think is going to just have the better career, Ellie De La Cruz or O'Neill Cruz?
That's so tough.
I know, because they're like the same player.
They are, and plus with the teams that, like, they have the young guys. I don't know. It's tough. Because
mm-hmm.
on one hand, I could say, well, Ellie, because, like, Cincinnati, they got those young players. But I think about Pittsburgh, what their team could be with him in that lineup. I'm gonna say Ellie. I'm gonna say Ellie has a better career.
I
not by a long shot.
Yeah, I said.
And you know what's great? They're in the same division, so you get to see them play each other.
I just said O'Neill just because, like, the feeling. I just feel like he's just gonna.
O'Neill does feel like a superstar. It feels like.
No, like.
Oh.
Like just like as a feeling, not fielding. Oh.
I that's what I said.
Yeah. Oh, well.
He's an aura around him.
Yeah, that's like, he came up as, because he, I don't know what ranking he was or anything, but any time, like, I don't know, he throw, how hard does he throw from, because he's.
I mean, probably like top 3, probably.
Yeah, it's maybe even 1.
He probably him, he, what's the highest? 100 something?
It's 100 something. But
he can definitely throw 100 something. So I'm a Bills fan. Going away from baseball real quick.
Yeah. So should we just talk about it?
Yeah.
So
we could get right back to baseball.
The trade. I don't think we talked about it.
No, we did not talk about it.
No. Like early on, how you said that.
Oh, I think we did talk about how. Yeah, like I said, there was no chance to trade him.
Yeah. Well.
Him meeting Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. The news is that Stephon Diggs got traded to the Texans for a second round pick.
And the Bills traded a 6-inch Diggs to Houston.
Now, I'm not even trying to because I'm not even trying to have empathy. It's just because you always talk trash in the Eagles and all that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can talk trash all you want.
No. I think this is a good move just for me personally. If I was a Bills fan, I would be sad.
Oh, I'm devastated. Look at this picture. It's end of an era Isaiah McKenzie put out.
Yeah.
End of an era.
That's what it's obviously, it's sad. It sucks, but I think this is a step in the right direction. I don't think Diggs would be on the team if they were going to win a Super Bowl. So.
Yeah.
I just think it's the right move.
It's we're going to see how the Bills do after this.
Yeah, so here's how.
Right now, it's a win for Houston because I got the player. Mm-hmm. But in due time, everything will play out and see who wins. But right now, Houston Texans offense
they're good.
Is loaded. You have CJ Stroud.
I cannot wait to watch them.
Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, as you want to.
Dalton Schultz,
Nico Collins,
Tank Dell.
We'll see how Tank Dell comes off that injury. But you have Nico Diggs on the outside. You put Tank Dell in the inside. You can put Diggs even in the slot.
You can't cover all of them. You can't.
You can't.
There's always going to be one open.
Dalton Schultz, Brevin Jordan. You got, and then the offensive line they have, with if they add to Lemmy Tunsil, Shaq Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Kenyon Green.
This is proof that
Taylor
even
Howard.
If, this is proof even if your team sucks in the NFL, out of nowhere your team can be turned into one of the best teams.
I mean,
this is proof because remember how bad the Texans were a few years ago?
A few years ago. Yeah,
before
the season before they drafted CJ Stroud.
They were not good.
Davis Mills was their starting quarterback with him. And
now
Heath
look
King.
At them. This is just proof that that can happen. And
could you name a wide receiver outside of Nico Collins before they drafted Tank Dell and got Noah Brown and all those guys? No.
Mm-mm.
It was Nico Collins and then Danny Amendola.
I don't know. It's just
their roster.
Because that happened to what other team that – kind of the Rams, I guess.
Rams went – because they got McVay.
Yeah.
And that – But the Bengals.
I was gonna say, but they kind of had those players to begin with. They didn't really trade for anybody.
I think it helped when they got Jamar. I mean, having Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins helped and Joe Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
But I think once they got the quarterback and they got some defensive players like Ruzere, Hilton, Von Bell, Jesse Bates, Logan Wilson. Mm-hmm. But for the Bills though. It's the first time in a long time I can say I don't know what to expect from the team. I don't.
See, but that's not a bad thing.
It's not. I love this thing because the reason I don't like the thing with me is, it's cool it's cool to be make the playoffs and all that. But I told people I watch Bills games with, they're stagnant every single time they make the playoffs.
What I was gonna say is. It's better to be like this than knowing they're going to...
Losing the division round.
Yeah. It's just... This is the right step in the direction. Maybe not for a trade or a second-round pick.
Maybe not the acquisition they got back, but guess what?
But Stephon is... It's the start, unfortunately.
You lose Gabe Davis, which that was going to happen. You lose Mitch Morse, Jadavious White.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian Poirier and Micah Hyde. Tyrell Dodson who filled in. You lose these guys and then Von Miller takes a pay cut who thank goodness he's got an opt out now. He can opt out of his contract next year. And then there's just one last duck. No offense, but it was a pond.
Yeah, exactly.
Right there.
That yeah. And it's just how it
And the trade was an alligator. And
yeah.
Ate up Diggs.
Yep.
Sent him and spat him out to Houston.
Would it be fair to say that they're in rebuild?
They're in retool, I would say. Not rebuild because of Josh Allen, James Cook, Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox.
Yeah, like they still got like
Deion Dawkins. The offensive line is good. They still have a good to great offensive line. They still got good to great young D linemen like Ed Oliver, Greg Rousseau, Jay Epinesa. They got great linebackers, which people will know the name of Terrell Bernard. He should have been All Pro this year. No, I'm not even joking. He had one of the best linebacker seasons in a long time. You have Matt Milano coming back. Christian Benford had a great second year. You have Rasul Douglas, Terrence. Like, they still have great players on the roster. It's just you got two wide receivers that I can trust. Curtis Samuel, you need two outside receivers.
I think this year for them is just going to be a year you got to push through as a fan.
And plus, they have 13 or they have 11 to 12 draft picks this year. They're going to draft wide receiver. Yeah.
Jeez, I did not know that.
They have one first. They got screwed out of a third.
Yeah.
They have one first, one second, two fourth, like some crazy
number
fifth.
Yeah.
Like, they have picks to use. And the great thing is, they have a first-round pick. They can draft. They can trade up. They have what they have. They have arsenal to use. They just got a second-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could trade up and get a guy like Brian Thomas who could get taken in the late teens. They could get drafted a guy like A.D. Mitchell, who those are my two guys I want.
Yeah.
Or they could go they could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But in my curious is this, are they gonna use these to trade for players just like what they did with Diggs? Get players that aren't happy in a situation. Like with Stephon Diggs, because everybody kinda knows how the Diggs saga went in Minnesota at the end.
Yeah.
He wasn't showing up and like I'm not gonna put words, but it got messy.
Yeah.
And then they trade him on draft night. Not draft night, like a couple weeks or a month before. Do the Bills do the same and try to do they go after an unhappy wide receiver? Maybe Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there. All right. Maybe go for Jay Jettis.
Steal another Vikings wide receiver.
They're not gonna trade Jay Jettis, but I would
I think they might.
Maybe they go for T. Higgins. I don't know.
I think they need a kind of fast receiver. I think
Stephon Diggs was the best receiver in a Bills uniform since Eric Moulds back in 1990-something.
Yeah, I think
The late 90s, early 2000s.
The way Stephon played, it just, like, it obviously worked for the Bills. But I think if Allen had, like, a fast receiver to
if Allen had a better number two wide receiver than Gabe Davis, the Bills go way farther than they do.
Yeah.
Because teams could double Diggs. Shaquille was a blessing in disguise that he popped off. But Gabe Davis was a non-factor at the end of the year. Dalton Kincaid should be a all-pro at some point in his career. The guy is
he's stud. Nuts.
Him and Sam LaPorta, probably the best two.
Sam LaPorta is
a dog.
Unbelievable.
The Bills could not go wrong with picking a tight end in the first, like, Sam LaPorta, Dalton Kincaid. They obviously got a good, great one. But they got a good offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
They got could be a great tight end and a solid backup in Dawson Knox. They got Shakir. They got Curtis Samuel. Which, those are, you got great 3 and 4 receivers. You got to get a 1 and 2. You got a Pro Bowl and could be close to all pro.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy like James Cook. And they got number 17 back there.
Yeah.
Like, they got weapons, some, but they're not.
That's not enough.
They're not at their, like, if this is a couple years from now and Dalton Kincaid is what people think can be, like, the next Travis Kelce type.
Yeah.
How, like, smooth he is route running. Then I'll be like, oh, well, like, just get good wide receiver. You don't have to get great. But because Kincaid's not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm excited. Like, this is what I'm excited about. They got rid of old players, and they're going to bring in a young core.
That's what I mean. Like,
you could overreact as a fan now.
Mm-hmm.
But in the hindsight, you're getting rid of 20-something million to put in 5 million.
That's what I mean. Diggs just didn't – he wasn't in the future.
It ran its course. They got to the conference championship. The 2020 division round will always haunt me, the 13 seconds. They were 13 seconds away of possibly going to a Super Bowl and going to back-to-back championship games. It just – they were at stalemate. And guess what? People, you know, the worst thing to be as a team is being stuck in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Not middle as being 8-8, just not getting far enough in the playoffs.
Yep.
And you don't get to the Super Bowl, you don't win a Super Bowl, this happens. You lose great players.
Yeah, it's different when you're like, when you're making the playoffs and you're not winning the Super Bowl versus...
Making the playoffs. And
no, I was going to say versus not even being close to making the playoffs. Mm. The Bills, like, have to figure something out while people all the way, they're not even making playoffs already on the rebuild. It's just how it works.
Let's go away from the Bills right now. Let's go back to another NFL trade that happened that I don't think we talked about.
I was going to say some... Say who you were going to say.
Hassan Reddick.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was going to say.
I was watching, you know, the Phillies or... Yeah, the Phillies game.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it on my phone. Hassan Reddick gets traded. To what team, of course? The Jets.
Yeah.
I don't know how the Jets have this much cap space to just trade for everybody.
I don't know.
But Hassan Reddick on that D-line with Quinn Williams should be fun to watch.
Yeah.
But my real thing is the Eagles really traded Bryce Huff for Hassan Reddick and draft future considerations.
Yeah.
How you feel about that as an Eagles fan?
I think I'm still. How old is Hassan?
29. Oh, 29.
I don't know, to be honest yet. I don't. I'm not hurt over it. I don't. Now, everyone's probably going to freak out because they're going to be like, we need edge rushers, we need linebackers, we need this, we need that. Again, it's kind of like the same thing with the Bills. It's just you got to try, like, it had to happen.
Nolan Smith gets a chance to
blossom. Prove himself.
Bryce Huff gets a – but, you know, it's those new guys are guys who barely played last year. Better play a lot of snaps. Better play a lot. Important ones, too.
Mm-hmm. So – I guess we'll have to see, but who's going to baseball again? Who's Philly's next series?
So they have the Reds today. Then they go. Let me check. So we got the Reds there. They got the Reds there at 4 or 5. Then they got Washington in Washington.
Okay, so. Hopefully they can get a series win over Washington.
On Friday they play.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully they win today. They need a win today. Good series win. First one under the belt. Mm-hmm. But what happened though yesterday? What also happened yesterday?
We can talk about the Ohtani thing again. The whole gambling.
Oh, the Brewers undefeated. That's something. The Brew Crew.
Oh yeah. With Reese.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the Ohtani thing. We didn't really touch on pitching. I guess we did with Scooball and stuff, but...
Wait, Colorado lost 12-2 yesterday?
Yeah.
So what, they lost 16-something, 17-something in the first game?
Yeah, right? It was...
Good ball club.
Corbin Burns.
I remember when we talked with Proper.
Yeah.
We were all... Like, I said, I brought Burns, and you guys were both like, he didn't pitch well in spring training.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, it's Corbin Burns. He was dominant.
Yeah, well, what team was it against? The Angels.
Hey, Mike Trout had a homer.
I know. I'm just saying.
I think I feel bad for Mike Trout sometimes because like that game, like no one else hit, and then everybody made an error. Rendon is their leadoff hitter.
Yep, I was just about to say that. It makes me angry because guy doesn't want to play baseball, but he gets the leadoff spot. I don't
should know. Be like, yeah, exactly. Who's a young shortstop last year?
Oh.
Neto was not Zach Neto, right? Is Zach Neto the first round draft?
Their young shortstop last year.
I think it might have been Zach Neto.
Well, while you're trying to figure that out,
yeah, it was Zach Neto. Yeah.
But yeah, I just think with Corbin Burns, seeing him get, what was it, 11 Ks?
Tell me that.
Yeah, it was. Good performance. And pulling off the W. I got to give my props. I may have not had the most confidence in him, but then again, it's only one game. And we've seen before how much it can change. So.
But let's go back to the Phillies pitching staff, though. Because it's been tested. I mean, they've. What was it, a tornado outside? Yeah. My lord.
A little windy.
That was after they lost the opening.
So this is just Justin this time. Yesterday we had a power outage and it was just kind of an unlucky timing, but the audio file saved. So we kind of got lucky there. So I'm just here to kind of close it out, I guess. So, yeah, we'll be back next time though.